until, you know, he's already harnessed and hitched up to the buggy. Now I'll have to wait.
Mm-hmm.
And hook my horse out there just to one of them banisters out there, like you said. If not, I'd be done made a wreck. Some of the children would hitch the horse to the lot fence, you know. So in them days.
And if it was time to feed the stock and do your chores, you'd say that it was
time to feed them, she said.
Yeah.
Would you call that chore time or fodder time or feeding time?
Well, feeding, no, I'd call it
feeding
time. That'd be feeding time. Go put the feed out. Or I got to go put my feed out now. Like I said to you, you know, if you share late in my feeding time, I'd go out and say, well, I got to go out and feed my stock now.
And how would you call a cow?
That's very easy done. Some cows you'd have it call loud. If you call your cow, you say, Sue, 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 Sue. And she'd come to you. She'd know you'd be ready to pin her in or getting ready to milk her.
Call her loud, you say, Sue. Sue, Sue. And they'd come running.
That's where you, like she called it. That'd be your herbal cattle. But if you're going to call just one cow, you know, you'd call her loud if she were distant from you. But if she's very close to you, you'd call short, you know, so, 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 so.
Then she, come on, Bessie, come on.
Come on, so, 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 Bessie, come on. But if you're on a herbal cattle like I used to own, you'd hear me a mile calling like she did. Long call, like she was calling. She was calling a herb of cattle then. Then you'd all see them all this. You'd see them coming a half a mile, a quarter of a mile, or a block. When you call that loud, your cattle would be a mile or 2 miles off in your pasto. And as far as you could hear that call, they're coming.
Then you'd be ready to feed them then. They'd come for that feed.
What would you tell a cow if you wanted her to stand still so you could milk her? What would you say to her?
He says, Saul, stand still. Stand still.
And to make her move her leg back.
That's when she grabs too close that you're going to make her. You tell her back a leg. You say, back, Maddie. Back, Bessie. Back. And she just move that foot back just like you were just used to. You don't learn that. You'd often easily start to learn when she'd bring her first calf. You just say, she don't know how to stand still when she bring her first calf. You say, stand back, Maddie. I'm going to name this cow Spot. Stand back, Spot. She's back a lady.
So you hit her.
You
push
her
back
on the hip.
Just touch her on the hip and touch her back.
If you're used to that, then she'll bake back. And most time, when you actually get her trained, you don't have to tell her back. Time she walk in, she's back to
the. How do you call a calf?
Cat.
Calf.
Calf.
Huh, calf.
Calf. Oh,
you call him the same.
Sukay.
Yeah, same like man. Would be short call, you know. Your cow done got in a lot now, and maybe your calf ain't hungry much. And he gonna try to pick out that feed, you know, until you had to call him in. And that's where you call your calf like
how would you do it?
Sukay.
Okay. And how would you call a